You know, the one state tinier than Delaware by land area, not population but by land area, is one of the country's most diverse states. But Rhode Island has been sitting out the immigration wars for the most part. A little bit of an explanation, kind of fascinating here, because you know California, New York State, and all challenging the feds. But joining us live, J.M. Opel, Washington Post Made by History contributor, today actually from Montreal, Quebec. And J.M., what about the story of Rhode Island here?
Well, as you mentioned, Rhode Island is a tiny state. It's also a quite economically diverse state. It's got historically both kind of the mercantile, the farming and industrial. And as a result of this, and as a result of a number of factors, it's quite a, I wouldn't say melting pot. It's more of a kind of a fabric of a lot of different kind of people. And it has managed for the most part to look at immigration, let's just say calmly and, you know, kind of practically, and be welcoming in many ways without kind of giving away everything. So it's a strange way, a bit of a model.
So I guess whether it be Portuguese, Spanish, Iberian Peninsula, or Latin America, or maybe the Trans-Caucasian Republics of the former Soviet Union, I mean, what a diversity. But the locals, if I can put it that way, are kind of used to it?
Yes, they are. I mean, from the get-go, the place was founded as like basically dissidents from Puritan Massachusetts. For a bunch of reasons, it never was taken over by either Boston or New York City. It's just kind of its own thing between the two. And yeah, I mean, just in the 20th century alone, Rhode Islanders took in a lot of Armenian refugees from the collapse of the genocide, in the Ottoman Empire. 1980, they took in a lot of Guatemalans, 1990s Liberians.
Yeah, well, I mean, historically, a Catholic state much before any other states,
yes.
And that kind of thing.
Yep.
But what about the notion that not stridently challenging the feds in the way that most notably California and New York State have?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, in terms of sort of the kind of policy and its way towards the federal government, that too, Rhode Island is very strange. It's very distinct. Again, from the beginning, it really kind of actually resisted the idea of being in the federal constitution at all. It was the last of the 13 colonies to agree to the constitution. Much of immigration policy in Rhode Island has been worked out by employers who basically figure out particular specialized kinds of laborers they want. This has been Quebecois people. This has been Puerto Ricans in various parts of Newport. People being brought in for particular tasks, and this has reduced the tension with the locals about jobs.
Yeah,
and so, yeah, there's relatively little tension given the diversity and given the fact that one-fifth of the residents don't speak English at home. It's remarkable being in Providence. You hear on the radio, you hear people do, you know, serves in Spanish, Portuguese, or, you know, one or another Creole.
Well, to stress, not Nirvana. I mean, Rhode Island has had its share of political scandals and corruption and all the rest,
sure.
But at least in this sense.
No, there, yeah.
Yeah, at least a multi-ethnic, tranquility to some extent, I'll say. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
Appreciate that. Yeah. And once again, J.M. Opel, The Washington Post, today from Montreal.